Do you have a bidet?
He has a sink, doesn't he?
I've got a hose attachment in the kitchen sink. Can't use it anymore, though, after it started leaking.
So the technical answer is no.
So the bidet is broken and you can't be an upty motherfucker anymore?
Right. So I've just been using a super soaker I keep by the toilet.
Oh. You don't have someone hold that for you?
It's one of the old school Super Soaker 50s. You got to pump it up several times before it works real well.
Jimmy, come shoot me in the ass.
Three, two, one.
And now it's time for another Superhero Time. With your hosts, XV.
Beat off for Buster.
Hey, Mickey.
I was going to get it and lick it.
Paladin.
Of course he doesn't have a heart. He's French.
Ken.
La, 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 la.
JD Church.
This cream is sweet.
And Fort Max.
It's not bitchy enough in here.
It's Morphin time.
All right, it's superhero time, and this week we actually have stuff to talk about. A wizard must have done it.
Let's repeat that joke every 5 minutes for the next year.
Yay.
Well, see, that's why I'm getting in on this right now. You know, so then I never have to do it again, and so, you know.
Right.
I'm going to hold you to that.
I will do my best, because I never thought that was funny anyway.
Yeah.
So.
It's less funny now.
You can rest assured that I'm going to burn my joke into the ground.
Now, you know, the rare variant A Lizard did it, that's much funnier. Because, honestly, how would a lizard ever do that?
With bad CGI and a...
Well, they... Probably by going through multiple Timmies.
Well, first he injects himself with the serum to regrow his lost arm.
Yes. I mean, that is an important part of it.
Then he stars in an awful movie guaranteed to hold on to trademarks for another couple years.
But, you know, I mean, if you think about it, a lizard doing something is kind of an accomplishment because it's just a lizard. But a wizard, you know, when he grabs his wand and waves it around a little bit, he can do anything.
Wait a minute. What? Apparently I missed something. I came in at the wand part, and I'm like, what?
Maybe that
wasn't what you were talking about.
I believe
he was talking about.
I believe we came into your mom at the wand part, too.
Yes.
Except she died.
Okay, so, unlike last week where we were sitting around in baseless speculation, the very next day we finally got to see what Kamen Rider Wizard looked like.
Yeah. We got something new awesome. Every day.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah. Yeah. Cape thing. Coat thing with the...
It's not a cape. It's a trench coat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a trench coat thing. But it's awesome.
His power-up form could have a cape.
Maybe.
Next thing more badass than a cape.
Maybe a top
trench coat.
Maybe a top hat. He'll be Kamen Rider Tuxedo Mask.
Ooh.
Hey, he dressed like that guy that showed up for the funeral the other day.
Really?
Seriously?
In a top hat?
No, did y'all miss that tweet I did?
Yes,
this
did,
dude,
yeah.
Seriously, I shit you not, showed up to this funeral wearing a goddamn magician's tuxedo.
That's awesome.
And then after Mickey
purple
tweeted that,
tie, matching silk purple vest, short coat with tails.
Are you sure this wasn't Kogami?
And he rides on a f***ing motorcycle.
So
his coattails were flapping in the wind behind the motorcycle.
You sure he wasn't a Kamen Rider?
After Mickey tweeted that, I suggested that, or was he sure that he wasn't there to save Sailor Moon? So,
wow.
Yeah, it would have been really awesome, except the guy was like redneck as all hell.
Oh, well, that's
you know,
weird.
So it was just like, oh, this must just be his church clothes.
That does sort of seem to go together, sadly.
He probably got it at, like, a thrift store or
something. This is good.
Didn't realize it was, like... It was, and the ironic thing is it's probably off a dead magician, so... to wear to a dead guy's funeral. That's
awesome. In that case, it probably, you know, was Goodwill shopping.
Yeah.
What's funny about wizard stuff is that we didn't hear anything. They did a really good job of keeping it like close to the chest for a while, and then as soon as we saw it, there was something new about every single day.
There was something new about every single hour.
Yeah.
And on the power ups, on his power up things on our ring on just rings that don't seem to actually do anything with the belt.
They
increase toy sales. That is their magic power.
It's going to be something like the O's scanner, only
in
reverse.
It's going to be RFID chips, except this time the reader is actually in the belt. It's not a handheld device that pass over the belt. They just reverse the setup.
Yeah.
So he's got different elemental forms.
Yeah. And he has a hand on his crotch.
Yeah, right. He seems to start off with four forms, so it's reminding me a lot more kind of like a double, where he started off with all those forms at first.
Yeah.
Is the red one is fire, right?
Yeah. It's fire, flame, hurricane, water, and land. Yeah.
The important thing here is the fire one, which we can call him Charwizard.
Charwizard.
Yes. And our Pokemon reference is complete.
Hooray!
I think I'm the one that's supposed to be, you know, not pleased with this.
That is excellent. Yeah, no, it's bitching, man. I'm excited.
It's like the first every Kamen Rider design for the last few years. Every time I first look at it, it's like, well, that's interesting. Maybe I'll get used to it. And usually I do.
Force A was really the epitome of what the costume design.
And I think going back, they realized that.
I've grown to like Force A's design, but Wizards are a completely different case because the moment I seen it, I'm like, that's awesome.
I have grown used to Forze's costume. I can't say I really like Forze's costume as a rider suit.
Yeah, maybe not so much as a rider. Yeah, I mean, it does have that. It doesn't seem as ridery as others, but I guess. But
basically, the rider costumes have looked cool looking up until Decade, and then they went back a little bit with Double, but then they went back to being sort of crazy with O's again.
I don't know. I liked a lot of the O's forms, at least the complete ones.
But the O's is an eccentric costume design.
Yeah.
It's very complex.
Eccentric series, too, so it's a good fit.
Yeah. but the Wizard is shifting back more towards typical Kamen Rider cool designs.
Yeah, it's very simplistic, but the thing is like mostly black, but the things that do stand out very much against it.
Right.
Yeah. It's elegant.
It is. It has Double's quality of real elegant simplicity.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have O's paper party lantern vibe going on.
And in addition to a great design, it also has a pretty good development cast. The director is one Shojiro Nakazawa, who's worked on Maji Ranger, Geki Ranger, Shinkenger, and Gokaiger.
Which is... That's a pretty good
pedigree.
Yeah.
And the main writer is the guy who wrote the first half of Hibiki, you know, before it went to shit.
So not in a way. Yay!
There's a lot of promise with this wizard.
And also I like that it was nice for a little while, but they've kind of broken away from the number theme.
No, they haven't.
How haven't they?
It's a hand. It's got five fingers.
Yeah, but he's not wearing five rings. It's
not to start with. It's not overt.
No, he has four rings now, but remember, in terms of the classical elements, there's five classic elements. Earth, fire, air, water, and ether.
Art!
Ether,
spirit,
art!
Yes.
I guess that's possible,
but it's not as overt as, like, it's...
It's not Forze or Double or O's with all three O's. Yeah, but the numbering is still there.
If it's there, it'll be subtle at least. But it's not they're not beholden to it necessarily also. They can break
it. Well, and I'd say that Forze is pretty subtle in that too. I mean, it's not like they spelled it with four Z's or, you know.
It's kind of obvious.
They might as well have.
Yeah.
It's 40.
It doesn't. I mean, think about. I mean, if you talk about, it's hard to talk about it as bad because I mean, Double as far as that made up the whole series.
It's not a bad thing. It's just like people have been drilling that into the ground. That's what they expect, and it's nice to see that it's not as overt.
Yeah.
Well, they'll go right back into it year after Wizard.
I think it's as overt as Forze, but I guess that's
Unless
a point.
They already had fives.
Yes,
that's true. So they do it. They do it to kind of skip those. Otherwise, you're retreading.
And far be it from a toku show to retread a past idea.
Exactly. Now, yeah. I'm calling it right now. Next year's show, the theme will be a six-toed foot.
That would be awesome.
Giant foot states again?
Sure.
Oh, man.
I hope Giant Foot States appears in, like, a hyper battle video or something.
Well, speaking of unusual states for Forza.
Or maybe yes. Screw States.
Ooh, Forza what? State? What? What? What?
Well, there's a new magazine scan and some information for the upcoming summer movie, and we now have Kamen Rider 4's Meteor Fusion States.
What? Kamen Rider? Wait, what?
Where did I miss this?
It's kind of,
all over the internet.
Well, okay, but I don't... I'm trying to look at, like, Toku Nation and stuff, and I feel out. Man, damn it.
Nice.
I know.
Yeah, it's kind of a... Wow, that design is kind of out there.
Oh, wow. Ugh. Yeah. Oh, God.
Rim with Grape Fanta.
Oh, God.
I'm not surprised we're seeing this. Meteor's already a Super Saiyan. It makes sense he can do the fusion dance, too.
Oh, there you go. If they did the fusion dance, that would be awesome.
Apparently, in another shot, he has the clear drill switch from the Hyper Battle video also, which I don't know how that's going to work.
Man.
Mm. I think he might also have a super launcher switch, too.
Huh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, this is too over the top for Forza. So bad up until now, but I just can't take it seriously any longer.
Mickey makes a good argument.
Wow.
But on the other hand,
the other Forza costumes are tasteful.
touche.
Yeah.
It makes sense for the summer movie form because it's about all that's left to do without introducing, you know, a completely new Switch. All there is the fusion thing now.
Yeah,
to adapt the two Switches together.
Yeah.
I mean,
toilet fixed.
The movie's looking interesting.
Inner tubes on his shoulders doesn't have the same classic elegance as, you know, Gold Lame.
Well, I mean, it's not like he's stronger, you know, to wear inflatable armor.
He just stole Meteor Storms, that's all.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm down with the fusion dance idea here.
That would be sweet if they did that. Did I see that? And didn't they do that? And wasn't that in the background in one of the high school shots? Some kids doing the fusion dance?
I think it was in the...
Is that the first movie?
The festival of Megamax, I think.
Yes. Yes.
There were some guys, like, doing the end of it, I think.
Yeah, there were some kids doing the fusion dance in there, yeah. I forgot about that. That's funny. Anyway, sorry.
Well, and it works, too, because, you know, Toei owns Dragon Ball, so.
Yeah.
Oh, see, it's all connected.
Crossover! Crossover!
Yeah. There we go!
Ah, well, see, that'll be the blockbuster.
Goku would
movie
get along
deal.
Very well with Gentaro.
That'll be the movie of spring.
Well, depends. Goku gets along well with everyone.
Yeah.
Until he tries to eat the food droids.
the sad thing is, Goku probably could.
Well, yeah.
And would.
I was telling SV before the show, like in my dream world, Gintaro, when he finishes high school, would go to work for Shitaro. And at the detective. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Except it's closed down.
Well, you know, but they, he's still.
Yeah, Taro's apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know. He's sweet. I'm still working on double, so yeah. Sorry.
Where are you at double?
I'm just past the first movie wars, so.
Okay, so you're about to get where it gets really interesting.
Yes, in fact, the next episode that we're watching on Thursday is starting with Excel's premiere. So.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. I think we saw him at the end of the last episode, and then he's full on out.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't like Excel.
He doesn't look likable, so.
He's just a little too tropey for me.
For me, Excel went from a typical Heisei Kamen Rider that really annoyed me
speaking
to
of
one
Excel,
of my favorite.
Guess
Thank
who's,
you,
Oh, and speaking of Excel, he's going to be in the net movies voiced by himself.
Okay.
What a shock.
But he went from...
Well, no,
that...
the fact that they're having the actor actually voice the character, voice Excel... In the net movies.
He went from somebody that I didn't like to one of my favorite Kamen Riders overall, so, you know.
That's okay, Ken. Nobody cared anymore. Fort Max talked over you too many times.
Yeah, I know. Anyway.
Sorry, I wasn't listening to any of y'all.
Anyway.
Yeah.
What else is there?
But yeah, Wizard looks cool.
Yes. It looks cool.
I hope that's a fun series.
I'm curious to see how the figure arts handles his coat pieces.
His ring that makes any body part larger.
Yeah.
We'll find out how they do coats when Scorpion gets released later this month.
Well, I mean, it's going to end up
It's not close, but it's the best comparison we've got right now.
I think the best comparison we have is Deneb.
Or even the Gokaigers or the Sentai girl skirts.
Well, the Gokaigers things, they're short, though.
Yeah, they are made of a kind of rubbery plastic. I could see them doing that, maybe.
No, I mean, most likely what it's going to be is just the way Deneb's coattails work, which is rigid plastic pieces on hinges.
You said rigid.
I did.
So how does that look when posing his legs in non-standard positions?
Terrible.
Oh.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Mickey,
that was one of my early concerns too. Is like, how are they going to do the coats?
Mickey, how does SIC Deneb's coat look when you pose his legs in non-standard positions?
Well, you can't really.
Okay, so there you go.
It's a good thing that Deneb just stands around a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for all those times that he kneels down,
like real Deneb.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll be getting the figure, but you know.
Well, I'm kind of wondering.
The fight scenes from the video I saw look pretty cool. I'm always a big fan of like kicks with the coat flowing and stuff. So
I'm kind of wondering what they're going to do for the equivalent of the form change figure line for Wizard, because it looks like mainly it's just color changes.
Well, you probably snap off the chest and the head, and maybe the arms and legs. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, they did something kind of like that with Kiva. Kind of sucks, but it actually came out, so it could work.
Well, it could work better now. With, you
they
know,
could just not have a gimmick with it.
No, that's some kind of basic figure. One. They always do.
Well, I'm just saying it's a possibility they just put out a basic figure.
I guess it could end up being kind of like Forza.
It would be nice, but
I guess maybe, kind of, like,
of course, we haven't seen it more of what the rings do, so that could be a...
Well, yeah, I mean, the only one we really know is the one ring that makes a certain body part get bigger.
Copy.
Cock
ring.
Copy.
Oh! I was like... Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Duplicate
Freudian slip?
That's what I was thinking, too. I was like,
nope. Oh, well, okay, so the duplicate ring makes sense, too, because that's the one that makes you buy five different figures.
Of just flame style.
Yeah. But no, I mean, the one that makes the giant body part, you know, there's you have your add-on replacement arm thing.
Not going to be able to move beyond that for a minute.
No, I know.
That's what she said.
Oh, see, I can act five Tomoshi stage to hold that giant arm up.
Arm?
Yeah, arm, right.
Well, when it's that big, it might as well be an arm.
Baby's arm holding an apple.
Wow.
Penises.
Thank you for the clarification.
Intro quote. So, Paladin, what else is news?
Well, there's a GoBuster DS game coming out in September.
Yawn.
It'll probably be terrible.
Yeah, big surprise.
But it might be good for sound effects.
Maybe.
That's always a possibility.
That's what all those games are good for, when people rip the sound effects out of them. Then I
the
can
game
put
over sound effect better be what a mistake.
Anything
okay,
else
let's
going
see
on?
Here. Saban and Shout Factory will both be at San Diego Comic-Con, and Shout Factory's convention exclusive is the complete Mighty Morphin Power Rangers on DVD.
Okay.
So not really an exclusive, just more
not
like,
really
you know,
before it's
hey, buy some of these.
Well, it's not going to be released elsewhere until afterwards.
Well,
so.
It's kind of like at BotCon. Last year they brought several things of Beast Wars and Headmasters before they were released publicly. So there's that.
They wanted some bad word of mouth about Headmasters first.
Apparently.
There you go.
God, Vance, copy this and it sucks. Don't buy it.
that's Headmasters.
If only I wish they could have had the dub.
We all do.
Stupid
but that's
Hasbro.
Not really...
Stupid new Soundwave.
Stupid Transformers.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Okay, on to merchandise news. The Samurai Scorpion Zord is now out in the wild.
It certainly is.
Thanks to Headmaster Don for the sighting.
Yes. Found by Don, of all people. What are the odds?
Yeah. Well, the Barracuda blade's out, too.
Scorpions or...
And probably the Bolzooka.
Yeah, I don't know about the Bolzooka yet.
I haven't heard of anyone's finding it yet.
I think stores are still sitting on too many of those belt buckle deals.
Those actually sell pretty well in my area. The stores that get them in do seem to be selling them.
It's not called. Good. It's like not called Scorpion Sword. It's called Scorpion Creature. That's.
Oh yeah, it is called Scorpion Creature.
It's special.
Wow.
All right.
Well, I'm gonna be gonna hunt for that one there.
Come on, 30 seconds to come with that one.
Huh.
Okay. Other merchandise.
Let's see. Figo Arts, Deca Red, Akiba Red, and Juzo all came out this last past week.
The what?
What?
What was the last one?
Juzo is Shinken Red's rival from.
No, don't explain it, Ken. It's funnier if he only knows the word Juzo.
That's what I was going for.
The Figure Arts huge Machinishita is a general retail release.
At the low price of 36,750 yen.
Also known as about $450.
Oh my god.
Now, to be fair, it's a transforming car robot in scale with Figure Arts.
So wait, this is actually general retail?
Yes.
Well, it's still forming a boy.
Good lord.
See you in 5 minutes.
And by comparison, the Figure Arts Powerdizer we talked about last week, Big Bad Toy Store put that up for only $209.
Oh, wow.
What a bargain.
What a mistake.
Wow.
See, here's the difference between Sentai and Transformers. With Sentai, the toys get larger and more expensive. With Transformers, the toys get more expensive and smaller.
Yeah. Actually, it's a better trade-off, I think. Well, get erected.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
What a mistake. No, But yeah, if Itachi Robo is general release, you can probably look forward to clearance sales before very long.
Yeah.
Of course, it will still cost you the
$100.
Yeah, it'll still cost you the same $150 to ship it.
Oh, fuck yeah, because that thing is going to be heavy. It's going to have to be EMS. Just
yeah, it'll be EMS only.
I can't wait to see how well it's balanced.
Well, okay, you know, the publicity photo shows it with a very large stand underneath it, and I'm fairly certain that it's not going to be able to hold its own weight up without that support.
Especially with those tiny, tiny ankles.
It's just as well balanced as the Akiba Rangers mentality.
I'd buy that, yeah.
They were delusional to think that...
Bandai saying how much they can screw over the fan base just because it's fun.
Like, we're making all this money on Kamen Rider and Gundam. Let's see how much we can f*** with them.
You know, it's funny, though, that you say that in reference to something that's general retail. When something's exclusive, we say the same thing, and it's like, okay, why not sell this at retail?
This is true.
So there's just no winning!
This really
I
not.
Think we can all agree in this case, this would have been better off.
Mailboxes over there.
This would have been better off as a... This is kind of the thing that should be on Tamashii Web.
Oh, of course, just like the Sutherland Sieg.
Yeah.
I guess Akiba Ranger's pretty popular if they can find a store willing to carry this, you know, shelf.
More to store, as it seems.
They'll probably just be one.
Ranger's more popular in Akihabara.
Well, of course, every store might only get one or two.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's probably going to be one to a store, just because there's no inventory space for any more of them. You know, I think the only place there's going to be quantity is, like, you know, Amazon, Japan.
And eventually Mandarake.
Well, yeah.
You know how they should have sold this thing? Blind packed in different parts.
Oh, yes! That would be perfect.
Yeah, because blind packs aren't bad enough when it's only a few dollars a piece.
Yeah, like $50 blind packs.
$50 blind... Yes!
No. It would still just be like 700 yen per piece. There would just be 78 different pieces.
And, like, a foot would be short packed.
Yes. And there would be, like, a middle finger on, like, the front of every box.
It would be sold across 10 different waves.
And it would be, but... And there would be, like, exclusive...
some of which only come out in Southeast Asia.
Right, there would be some... Some are exclusive to certain regions of Japan.
One whole wave of it is the Tamashii Web exclusive.
No, not Tamashii Web. It'd be like Tamashii Feature, where it's only available at a show for one day.
And it's an important piece, like one piece that isn't a blind pack is like an important piece, like a hip, or
a whole
like
pelvis.
You know, like without it, the nothing will go together.
Yeah.
It won't be like an arm or something, torso. You know. It's got to be like part of the torso, you know.
Oh, no, I know. It's a proprietary screw. It has a special screwdriver.
No. It is the screwdriver.
Yes. No, you can't.
Okay. So, the most important piece is Bandai's proprietary screw.
Oh.
Yeah. It's time for special screwing.
Intro quote.
Oh man.
All right.
We're not bitter collectors, are we?
No, not at all.
Jeez.
No, none of us are Swiffo.
Oh,
well, this is true.
Yes, Swiffo's made it famous. He's gotten onto the internet's worst toku podcast.
There's not really many toku podcasts.
But we succeeded being worse than all of them.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not entirely sure about that, actually, but...
No, we're actually probably one of the better ones.
That makes me scared.
I can't hold a straight face.
Well, it's just the sorry state of toku podcasting in general.
That's because they don't talk about enough random bullshit.
Exactly.
Right. Stay on topic.
There's not enough... Masturbation jokes.
You say that sarcastic
enough.
You say that sarcastically, but I think that might be right.
It could be true.
So there. Peldon, what else is in the news?
Well, the only other thing this week is we finally have a DVD release date for Superhero Tyson.
Yay!
Cool.
When is it?
October 21st, the ultimate awesome crossover that will make absolutely no f***ing sense.
Well,
it doesn't have to make sense. Go Buster O, Rocket Drill, Limit, Break. That's all you need to know. You're good. That's it. Done.
We'll probably get rental raws of it early in October anyway, so.
Yeah, I would say so. Okay. Subs will be out by the time the retail DVD release happens.
Yeah.
This is all you need.
Well, you know that in DN versus the Gokaigers.
And then that big ship base thing that always shows up because it moves.
The
slider base?
The Crisis Fortress, because, you know, they already have the CGI model for it.
Right.
Because they haven't used that stock footage 50 million times yet.
Well, also, the Crisis Fortress is one of the few bases that is actually mobile. Yeah. So.
It's a mobile base that they already have the CGI shell for.
Well, that's why they made the CGI shell for it.
Yeah. So it's good.
Yeah.
Don't worry. One of these times will fly a cycle into its mouth.
The problem that I have with the CGI Crisis Fortress is it doesn't look anywhere near as awesome as the models.
Well, and that's kind of always true.
Yeah.
CGI.
Look at Star Wars stuff, even, versus the upgrades, quote-unquote, that they've had to in their special editions.
Yeah, I mean... It's,
the ships? The CGI ships? Those look, in the Star Wars special editions, those look just fine.
Okay, so here's where I'm going with this, and Fort Max kind of proves my point for me. It's the age most of us are at, where we have those fond memories of the miniatures used in this stuff, whereas Fort Max is the computer graphics generation, and he prefers that to the
good
stuff.
So what you're saying is...
I'm saying my problem with the CGI Crisis Fortress is that it doesn't... The model actually makes... The entire model line just has more of a sense of, this thing is f***ing huge to it.
I know, but you made yourself wrong forever by saying that the CG ships in Star Wars were an improvement.
Therefore, every argument is invalid.
Just the ships, just the ships themselves. Yeah, there are some cases where it looks better, others where it doesn't.
Oh, no, see, now you're backpedaling.
No. If you can make the argument, you just own it, buddy. Awesome. You just own that wrongness.
All right, it's time for Buster. 1, 2, 3, 1,
let's go! Woohoo!
Ken, why don't you hit this one?
Oh, sure.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we got 25 minutes to kill.
Uh-oh. That's not why I'm saying uh-oh.
JD's afraid of what he's going to have to do since I'm making you
do this. Yeah, that's, that would be why the uh-oh. All right, well.
So it starts with tumbleweeds on the rooftop.
Oh, that's why. Okay, I get it now.
Yeah, thank you. Welcome to the party.
Wow, Ken. My file.
Wow, Ken, even after I explained it, it took you like 30 seconds to figure out what was going on.
He was too busy trying to pull up the video file so he can watch the show and tell us.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he has just admitted to that.
That at all.
You know, I can take up the entire same amount of time as it would to watch the show, and I don't even watch the show while I'm doing it, so I don't know what that says.
I'm not sure that's a compliment, actually.
Could be.
Sure.
So Ghostbusters opens up the library.
Brain is melting again!
Okay. Yes. Oh, my ears. There's for some reason a tumbleweed on top of the freaking building.
In Japan.
Can't do this.
It escaped from their old west set.
Anyhow,
it didn't burn down? That's amazing.
They still had it left over from when they did the Go Onger crossover and Go Kyger or something.
I said old west set.
Yes. Okay, that's slightly better. And the Buddy Roids are having quality time with Jay. Which
means they give him more booze.
Basically, yeah. And they think he just wants them for their booze.
Bodies?
No, the booze.
This is the episode that solidified for me that Jay will be my favorite Buddy Roid. So.
And my favorite Buster.
Well, yeah, you know, it may not Jay be my favorite Buster, because I still like Hiromu, but...
Jay does just want them for their booze.
No, yes, I'd still say Masato, because he's a f***ing bastard.
Yeah.
Well, that too, as we'll get to later on. But they all want to know what Jay thinks of them. And he gives compliments to Usada and Gorosaki. Because, yeah, he actually does know their names and what they do. But Nick, he's just the bike guy.
That's so awesome.
Which, sadly, because that's pretty true, actually.
To Nick. You're the bike guy.
At least he left out the part where, and you always travel in the wrong direction.
Yeah, so.
Where's my beer?
Ken skipped over one part of this that I liked. Yes. Where when the Buddy Roids are questioning whether Jay even knows their names, he's like, I know everything.
And that was the point.
No. You put the emphasis on the wrong part.
I know everything.
Yes.
Nah. And that was the point at which I went, oh, Jay is my favorite Buddy Roid.
Yes, I do love the way Jay speaks. But Nick gets all emo about this and goes to train push-ups.
Now, how the f*** does that work?
I don't
know. Magnets.
No one knows.
And that's the thing is everybody's like,
he's a f***ing machine.
Yeah, down in the little break area.
That's a different thing.
Like,
that's a totally
Yoko
different
and
thing.
You see him doing this and Yoko's like, that. Is he going on a diet or something? And they're like, can they even do that? And they tell Hiromu, and he's just like, okay, whatevs. So Nick is running up the stairs with bricks attached to his f***ing feet. And
it's bad
then,
for your ankles.
Yeah, and then Gorosaki, you should take a break, bro. So they have this little heart-to-heart about... You know how Jay is so f***ing awesome and can, you know, transform into a Buster himself and can
while they sit on their balls.
Yeah.
How are they not popping those balls either?
Gorosaki especially.
Intro quote.
He's like, he's having fun. On that too. Yeah, but he wants to actually be, you know, exceptional at something. So he goes to try out various things.
None of which end well.
No. No. So we have Nick the Chef.
Flambé.
Yes, and sauce. the genius sauce. Painter. And, oh my god.
This is awesome.
The, yeah, the, I can't even say it.
Yes, you can, say it.
Come on, say it.
Oh my god, Nick.
Nick, the female impersonator.
No, a charismatic beauty.
Yes.
Same thing.
Well,
he was pretty good at it, though.
Yeah, he did good.
No, actually, he says Buddy Roy's aren't really cut out for that, so he's just going to stick to the fighting thing. Yeah.
I don't know. I think Usada could pull it off.
Yeah.
I think we'll see some of that next week.
And I'm not really convinced that Yoko never did dress Usada up like that when she was, you know, younger.
Totally. Well, I'm sure she did.
Totally.
I was going to say when she was a child, but we all know she is still
like last
a child.
Week.
So, Nick is out and about with a bunch of children.
Well, it's okay because he's a robot.
Yeah, and doing a...
and he's like only 13.
Punching stuff. Yeah, he is. He's still a kid himself, so technically.
They need an adult?
No, not yet.
For directions, probably.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Enter comes upon this stoner who is putting up this house of cards. And this guy does not react.
Now, wait a minute. Can you really build a house of cards when you're stoned?
Either way, he's either on something or he's a bad actor.
Or both.
Yes.
And maybe he's just really used to monsters. I mean, this is Japan,
yeah.
After all.
Well, yeah. He's Japan and it's the Sentai world and, you know. Mm. Oh, look, a monster. Oh, crap, a monster.
Hey, that's my wrench.
Yeah, but this guy has appeared right near Nick because Enter has a little plan. So he's notified, and then the Spanneroid comes to attack him and all the little kids. And Nick throws off everything but his pants.
Well, no,
oh,
that's
good. Children present.
Yeah, that's which good that he kept his pants on at least.
But it just has a look to it, because it's like, you know, he's not wearing any of that armor actually underneath, probably.
Under the pants,
so,
yeah.
So what you're saying
like
is
the pants
he's
fell
naked
off,
under
just
his pants.
Just naked Japanese man bits.
It's not like it's anything worthwhile.
Well, it'd be digitally blurred out anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
This
I really hope Mickey thing
starts ragging on Nick for, you know, being just the bike. Not being this awesome, cool dude like, you know, Jay.
Yeah, apparently that's getting around.
Apparently. But Enter is actually targeting the Buddyroids, which is, once again, Enter is smarter than anybody.
Well, it's not the first time he's done this either. He's just...
No, it's not.
He's doing it a little different.
Well, the last time was kind of an accident, a happy accident that he took advantage of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This time, he's purposefully hunting down the Buddyroids.
And he's hunting down the most important one, because without, you know, Nick, they can't form the Megazord.
Yep.
Of course, he fails to take into account that, hey, Jay's there, and they have another Megazord now.
Mm.
Well, one thing at a time. speaking of Jay, he randomly shows up, because... Nick stole his bottle from it earlier, I think.
No, he just needed another one. Yeah.
No, Nick did swipe the bottle away from him after Jay called him the bike guy.
Yeah. So he takes a swig and then it's more for time because he needs his booze.
Booze up for Buster.
And apparently, Metroid is busy being a djinn.
Huh?
What?
What?
Once again, nobody gets it.
He's getting upset at Jay for standing in front of him.
Oh, yeah,
that was good.
I forgot about that, yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah. But yeah, Jay proceeds to open a can of whoop-ass on the Spanneroid, and the others show up, minus Masato.
And just kind of watch.
Yeah, until the bugglers come in, so they fight that off. While Jay just proceeds to make an absolute fool of the Metroid, backing him up against a tree and preparing to shish kebab him, while the Spanneroid makes another jab at Nick while he's listening and he snaps a tree branch.
Does he make the monster drink the sap this time?
There's a sweet juice in this wood.
This is Nick.
No, didn't the Metroid and the Bugglers just run off and everybody just stands around like idiots? Wow. Of course, then Jay goes straight for the booze.
Yeah.
And somehow drinks it straight through his helmet.
It's time for special boozing.
Well, you know, he was drinking it through his faceplate earlier, so I don't really see this as being more of a stretch.
It just looks weirder because it's a Ranger helmet.
Yeah.
And then, for some reason, over time, left in commercials for a stage show. Okay.
Well, they're relevant.
Yeah, but they never leave in commercials, so it's kind of like, okay, there's their hair.
They do on occasion.
This is the first time I've seen them do it.
Yeah, well, I'm not complaining.
It's related to the show that they sometimes leave it in.
Yeah, I wasn't complaining. It's just like,
yeah, I'm not complaining either, but y'all are setting past precedent that I don't remember ever happening.
Yeah, I don't remember them. I think maybe once I can remember a GoKaiser commercial, maybe. But
usually if it's a commercial related to the show.
But all commercials are related to the show.
But it's not a toy. I mean, if it's like for a upcoming something, they pretty much treated it the same way that they do the movie announcements.
I've seen commercials in streams before, and they've never shown up in the Raws. So
yeah, that's the thing. The point we're making is not that they translate one at all. It's just that it's in the middle of the episode instead of being at the end.
Those shows or something they have.
Well, they treated it the exact same way as the movie promos. They left it in where it was.
Yeah, but there have been a ton of stage show promotions that have not been left in. That's all I'm saying. I'm not complaining. It's not a bad thing. It's just, that was interesting.
You know, the power chamber was in the basement.
Anyway, they go. Apparently, the Megazord is not going to appear for 4 freaking hours. So they go out in a leisurely stroll to look for the Metroid.
So let's get lunch.
Yeah.
Tacos?
Casserole?
Yoko says they got enough time to make a magnificent casserole. What the hell was that?
What the hell kind of translation is that? What did she originally say?
I don't think I want to know what she originally
said. Hiromu tells Nick off that if he has any doubts, he doesn't need him as a partner, basically.
Awesome. I was like, wow. He's like, oh, you doubt yourself? Well, then get the f*** out.
We don't have any room for that in this
movie. Oh, you can't deal? Well, then get out, crybitch.
No, get out, bye-bye.
I'm not here to hold your hand, dude.
Hiromu, Ryuji, and Yoko go off searching, and Ryuji's like, dude, that was kind of cold.
And he's like, what was cold?
I feel for Ryuji having to put up with these people.
He's like, don't you think you're a little hard on the guy? No. Well, okay then. Let's not give Ryuji a lot of credit here, because he's like, well, if you say so, okay.
I think he's kind of gotten tired of it at this point. He's just
like, yeah. He's like, happy-go-lucky about it. He was like, I just think you're a little hard on the beaver. No.
Yes, dear.
Of course, for Hiromu's troubles, Nick goes off sulking and runs right into Enter and the Metroid. Imagine that.
What a twist.
Yeah, and then after Enter tells him, hey, guess what? I'm here to try and dismantle and kill you, so that way you can't use the buster machines. Nick does the brilliant thing, and instead of running like a bitch like he should, he goes to try and attack the Metroid, and where does that get him? Laying on the floor with his ass getting ripped apart.
I like where this is going.
Yeah. That sounds like a Friday night.
Yes, bad touch. So while his pieces are falling apart, Hiromu comes upon it, message that, hey, Hiromu, your partner's Inertron significantly, which conveniently does lead them straight to Enter and the Metroid. And Enter is about ready to, you know, try and tentacle rape Hiromu, but then the other two come in and start, you know, hacking at him with knives.
Apparently he's not into that.
No, apparently not.
But again, we get Enter fighting 2 transformed GoBusters and not doing that badly at it either.
Yeah. Nick's like, it's too late for me. And Nick is like, you son of a bitch. And then leaps up and kicks him in the chest, as per the flashback earlier, where young Hiromu tried to kick Nick in the chest and fell on his ass. However, Hiromu knocks him straight out of the parking deck into the sunlight.
Yeah, he kicks him straight out to the next set.
It makes him fit like...
and Hiromu kicks him so hard that his disconnected pieces go with.
Yes! Apparently he rolled along with them or something. Yeah, but Hiromu tells him that he's being a dumbass, gives him a can of Inertron, and that he needs to, you know, shape up. Effectively.
Nut up and get the job done.
Yeah, then Misato finally enters the episode.
Finally, Jesus.
Yeah. And dragging Jay along with, and he's like, now okay, now you two kiss and make up.
Now stroke his hair.
Which is basically like what he does. He's like, I apologize. He's like, okay. It's like the most insincere apology or
yeah,
of course. He's not a Jay isn't apologizing to, well, there's only one person that Jay would feel like apologizing to
himself.
Yeah.
But you know, they make Nick feel more
they
or
make
less
what
they all make Nick feel more or less better, including Yoko tweaking his handlebars.
Vroom vroom.
Yeah. She does. Yeah.
I think she's spending too much time with the Buddyroids.
Yeah, I think so. Then the Metaroids show up, and Nick starts to tell them off, and they're like, dude, get behind people that can fight. Okay. You handle them. I'll be a good boy.
It's okay. I don't have huge guns made for my back wheel or anything.
Which still strikes me as so weird. But then Hiromu, Masato, and Jay transform, and we get a roll call. And then as they do the Buster's Ready part, they get a cut to the Bugglers doing the exact same thing, more or less.
It's kind of frightening.
Yeah.
It almost kind of reminds me of like when the Zangek did their faux roll call in the Go-Watcher episodes. But not quite. Either way, Masato and Hiromu end up taking on the Metaroid and basically execute it at point-blank range.
Nice!
Yeah.
So it's kind of like when Nadeshiko broke that Dust Star's neck on the ground.
Yeah, it's like they first they slit his throat, then they jump back, pull up their guns, and then shoot him from like less than 5 feet.
Mm-hmm.
From both sides.
Yeah.
Nadeshiko. Ugh.
Yeah, pretty much
more
that.
Of that later.
Yes, actually, there is.
Kamen Rider Nabisco.
Kamen Rider Real Doll.
Blows up and conveniently, that's exactly when the Megazord is going to drop down. And good lord, is this one of the most uninspired Megazords. And unfortunately, we see this parasite looks exactly the same every time.
Yay.
Well, they have to cut corners on cost somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, they're already having to make the full monster suit and the parts for the main Megazord that comes.
I'm starting to almost think that not having the monsters grow in any capacity is kind of almost a detriment.
A bad idea.
Yeah, because it gets really, really boring really quickly when you're fighting the same damn things at giant size every episode.
Yeah,
and
I mean, that's a
good slight
point.
Deviations. In this episode, the Gamma only has wrench arms, and that's it. There's no other alterations made to it.
This entire episode seemed filler.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it was.
And oddly, regardless. And usually, which is actually kind of odd for New Mecha episode.
I'll get to that in a second, because there's also something about that. But
yeah, I think that's in quotation marks.
Yeah, the parasite looks... I mean, I have a slight color alteration here or there, maybe, but he looks exactly the same as it did last time, so that there was my hope of new and interesting things at giant size.
Huh.
Yep, just like...
Penises again.
Go Buster.
Mickey and I, we're like on the same wavelength here. You know?
Yes, yeah. We're all about the cog.
So Go Buster Beat fights the Gamma. Go Buster O, without any kind of transformation sequence, fights the parasite.
Okay, what we can determine from this fight sequence is that stock transformation sequence was holding Go Buster O back all this time.
apparently, because it actually does stuff. It moves. I mean, like, what the f***? Who knew?
Megazord Rider Kick.
Not yet.
Well, we had that with Gokaio in the first episode of Gokaiger, so that's not new.
But anyway, they also form a Buster Hercules.
They certainly do.
Well, might be a little generous.
Here's the thing about it. It has no... The way it forms does not even look like stock footage. It makes me think we're not going to be seeing it very much. Especially,
I kind of hope not.
Yeah.
Well, it is Buster Beat essentially holding the other one is a bunch of guns.
Yeah, so Nick's kind of like, you know what we can do? We can just focus all our power into one strike. So apparently he has been... remembering the whole Kamen Rider crossover, because that's exactly what they do. A Rider kick straight into the Parasite and the Gamma as the Buster Hercules blows the Gamma up. Yeah. The most interesting thing that Go Buster O has done against very uninteresting opponents.
Being that it actually did something.
Yes. Right. It did exactly. Something. Besides the Dimension Crush. Because they knew it would.
Yeah, the Dimension Crush is not doing something that's stuck
with it. It's just it standing there, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also probably why we'll never see Go Buster O fight like this again.
Entirely possible.
Imagine how much imagine how much that one rocket kick cost. Yeah. Well. So anyway, they're back with the kids doing all the punching exercises. And Hiromu tells, it's good to have his bike guy. Which Nick does not appreciate in the slightest.
Well, because, and you can get on the bike you can use to get places.
More convenient that way.
It's very practical.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it doesn't know where the f*** it's going.
Well, it's okay, though, because when Hiromu's driving, Nick doesn't have to know where he's going.
Okay, next episode, then we have plot, I think.
Maybe. Possibly. I know we have toys.
Yeah, well, it talks about...
Well, that's what passes for plot.
Talks about an entire area coming hyperspace. Hiromu getting a mind f***, apparently.
I think they're all getting a little of that.
Yeah, especially with the dressed-up Usada and the duplicates. And Masato giving Ryuji, as Blue Buster, a massage.
It's an Imposter Ranger episode.
Yes. It's an Imposter Ranger episode, and we get Great Go Buster. Not so great.
The word great is in quotes there, right?
Yeah.
It's the ironic use of it.
We're already at the point where the combination needs to roll, and that's not a good sign.
No.
I kind of like the helmet, but that's about it.
No.
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 Absolutely not.
No.
Well,
stop having opinions that are incorrect.
I tried.
Yeah, I mean, what are you, Unc Chalice?
Oh, f*** you.
If I offend anybody, let me know.
What?
You had to be there.
I'm not, because I don't follow him out of...
There you go. Hey. That's why I said you had to be there.
Now we also get another movie preview with the Frog Buster Machine.
Go Buster Keroro.
Yes.
Ribbit.
The only thing redeeming about that one is the name.
Yeah. Well, it looks more interesting than Great Go Buster.
It's well, certainly not looking worse.
Yeah. The snorkel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That seems odd for a movie mecha, but
doesn't it though?
Yeah.
Remember the Ghost Ager movie mecha that was that lavender color?
Yeah, I do remember
that. I try not to remember things that relate to Ghost Ager, but yeah.
Ghost Ager Wonder.
And it was still better than the mecha from this show.
It was the mecha from the show. It was just lavender. And with more heads. How is that better?
More heads is always better.
Look at Great Go Buster and tell me that it's not better than that.
It's not.
Well, you got your wish.
He said that with conviction, too.
Yeah. Well, Paladin's a little dead set against the mecha in this series. You'll notice he hasn't bought anything past the first three Buster Machines.
And I may not even keep them.
I'll give you $30 for the set.
$35.01.
$35.02.
$35 and a hand job from XP's mom.
Ooh, it's getting interesting.
What kind of deal is that? He only has to pay a nickel for that anyway.
Yeah, why do you have to pay for something you usually get for free? You know.
Wait, what?
I don't know. It's close to free. It's negligible.
FaceTime?
Oh, fine.
Thank you.
This is going nowhere, so.
It never goes anywhere. It's superhero time.
Exactly.
Well, it goes off a cliff.
It goes counterclockwise down into a hole.
Before this it goes off a cliff in this episode.
This week it goes up a cliff.
Switch on.
Okay, so there's only two horoscope switches left, which Gamma was pretty happy about. But not knowing who's supporting the Kamen Riders is a little sticking point yet.
Wait, Leo Benzo doing a summary?
I am.
Wow, I lucked out. Sweet.
Leo bends over and says please, and also requests a chance to find out who's running the show. But no, this will be Virgo's job. What, nobody likes the Leo take it up the ass joke?
More responsibility.
Gamma warns Emoto that if necessary, he'll have to go handle this personally, giving us a silhouetted look at Sagittarius in the process.
In which Leo nearly comes in his pants.
And also, Virgo is revealed, his identity is revealed to Tatsugami and Hayami.
Yes, but let's not
talk about it as before.
But let's
Leo already knew.
Leo's response to Gamma changing, because he's like, oh, my dick is so hard right now.
Like, that is definitely.
Intro quote.
It definitely was Colin O-Face, yes.
I was like, man, he's really excited.
In the pants.
Wow.
And that's going to have to be an intro quote, too.
Let me roll back and have you rubbing me on my belly.
I'm really trying to get past Broom, because I've had that for like 5 weeks now. I'm like, come on.
No, I was talking about Fort Max's thing. In the
No, that's what I'm saying, though. I'm trying to provide intro quotes, because I want to get past the one I have.
But the one you had was so great. I mean,
don't try too hard. Let it come naturally.
Yeah.
No, it is.
Well, that's what she said.
Okay, anyway. The Kamen Rider called to search for Tomoko, but nobody's seen her around. Tachibana calls in and says the horoscope probably got her, and that the club ought to disband for everyone's safety, aside from Gintaro, Kengo, and Ryusei. But nobody's prepared to just abandon the group so easily. Besides, Cosmic States requires Gintaro's friends to work. But Tachibana wants to find a way to change that, even while Kengo's telling him he's kind of missing the point.
Yeah, because friendship is apparently dangerous.
Friendship is dangerous.
Well, for an example of that, the very next morning, Shun is
really
in the shower.
I got scared at this point, because I remembered what was said about O's, and something about how, like, if it was, like, if at this point, if it was Forze, then they'd be saying, like, friendship is evil. And I was like, oh, God, is that what's happening? Is that, oh, no.
In this episode,
not they're saying it. It's just guy who's floating there in space like that saying
this episode also, and I should say this because this might be the last time we hear it. I really am appreciating Hiyama's really kind of creepy performance as Tachibana.
Okay, so the next morning, Shun is in the shower for an uncomfortably long time.
What the f*** ever.
Wow.
We haven't seen that much acid writer since the Naked Wedding.
I think the last time was actually when there was the spousal abuse between Kirihiko and Saiko, you know, when Saiko beat the shit out of him off screen.
A bunch of Virgo's warpoles blink in and out and around Shun, leaving the bathroom thoroughly Swiss cheesed. Jake is still searching for Tomoko at school until Virgo picks him up and hangs him off the roof of a building.
And I never ever thought I'd say this, but thank God Jake looks like Jake again.
So you can actually tell him apart from other people?
Yeah.
Yes. That's what I was thinking last week when he came up to Meteor. Like, who the f*** is... Oh, God, that's Jake!
Yeah!
Who's this douchebag? Oh!
Oh, it's that douchebag!
Oh, it's the gay douchebag.
Miu is asking Munchies if she's seen Tomoko, but Virgo arrives there too and threatens Miu. But Miu is Miu and basically says, F*** you right to Virgo's face.
which I really did like.
Yeah. So then she threatens Munchies.
Yeah. Yes, and as the hole appears right in the wall, just to the side of Munchie's head.
While she's munching.
Well, of course.
Just a little bit.
But it kind of makes Virgo's point.
Yeah. That could have been her torso. Or head.
Or head.
Either way, she would be dead.
Well, yes. She's a cheerleader, so her head's hollow to begin with.
True.
You know, we kind of knew that Virgo was definitely not one to be with. And this episode is like, yeah, no, you do not want to with Virgo.
You can tell that Virgo was just, like, screwing around in Mega Max, basically.
Yeah. Holy shit.
We'll get there.
So Osugi is beginning finals testing in the homeroom while Gintaro reads an email about the club members being attacked. And then, here's Virgo! The class empties real quick and Gintaro transforms. But Virgo warped over to Yuki and teleports away, although Forze is able to jump in at the last moment and get transported with them. And then Meteor discos in right behind. But the fight doesn't go great while Virgo uses Yuki as a shield. Meteor's limit break forces Virgo to let go of Yuki, but it's not much help as Virgo still shrugs off both riders' attacks. Virgo tells Yuki she's going to die if Virgo has to see her again. And it's about that time Forze figures out Virgo's the one who took Tomoko. And Virgo confirms she was sent to the Dark Nebula. And despite the enraged charge, the riders are knocked back to the ground effortlessly, and Virgo leaves. But not before Kengo can send a nugget bit that hitchhikes the same way Forze did earlier. The nugget, of course, follows Emoto back to his office, only to be crushed in Virgo's hand.
Yep.
Yeah. Nice try, though.
Yeah, it was a good try. It was thinking on his feet.
Yeah, pretty much. Up in the rabbit hutch, Miu leads the dissolution of the Rider Club. Even though Sugi follows suit, but Kengo has to tell Yuki to leave since she has her own dreams to pursue, and hey, isn't that the figure arts space suit?
But while Jake was just like, oh, I'm glad Miu was the first one to say anything.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Surprised that, like, he wasn't the first to drop.
He's man, I thought I was going to have to bitch out first. This was awesome.
Although Shun still has to drag Miu off.
Unfortunate euphemism.
He wishes.
Yeah.
So yeah, Yuki leaves, and back on Earth, Jake is really frustrated, but Osugi tries to cheer him up, which just makes Jake more depressed at having to get a pep talk from Osugi.
Yeah.
That was awesome, because that was almost a sentimental moment. I was almost like, oh, that's okay, that's funny.
Like, right. Oh, maybe Osugi is kind of, never mind.
No.
So now that Kengo, Gintaro, and Ryusei are by themselves in the rabbit hutch, Tachibana finally appears in person. It's dangerous for him to leave M-Bus, but shit's getting real and there's work to do. To prove his point, he asks Gintaro to activate Cosmic Stage, which fails horribly.
Well, not as horribly as the first time he tried Cosmic States.
Oh, pretty much as horribly.
Mm.
It fails exactly as
goodbye.
Well, it didn't explode, so... I wish it did that, actually.
So, it's time for special training. In the middle of nowhere on Earth, Tachibana asks Gintaro to, he tasked Gintaro with snatching the chamber pot from his hand.
I was really, to reference something we'll talk about in a minute, which is the Sky Rider, I was really hoping that the, like, seven samurai riders would show up and start punching him until he got better. That didn't happen.
Tachibana tells Gintaro he can use whatever means at his disposal to accomplish the goal, including Forze, and then tells Ryusei to transform and try to stop him.
Which he can apparently do, because Ryusei's transformation is now on automatic.
I'm sure that won't be convenient for anything later in the series. But
yeah.
Meanwhile, Leo is having lunch until a roach comes and spoils his day.
Because this worked out so well the last time.
Yeah. Is that the rarest steak ever, or is that something else?
I think it's salmon.
I think it's salmon.
Okay, that's good, yeah. Because I'm like, I enjoy a rare steak, but not like that.
He is a lion.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's why I was thinking, okay, maybe that's just like a really rare piece of meat.
No, it looked like some sort of fish, but...
I was kind of thinking that, too, and that would make sense, too, with the surroundings. So Libra's special eye is getting more powerful, and now he can use it to find horoscope switches. So he decided to stalk Leo.
Yeah, he turned into a voyeur now.
Lieber wants to know if Leo knew who Virgo was the whole time, and Leo's all, bitch, please. Lieber has concerns about the future Gamma is planning and what it means for the remaining horoscopes, but Leo sees any doubt of Gamma as a direct challenge, and even after Lieber transforms, Leo is still beating his ass without transforming himself.
And the dust starts.
Yeah.
And of course, yeah, I can understand why he's asking, because, well, it's not like anyone ever tells Space Garen what the hell's going on anyway.
Exactly!
It's like, wait, I'm in the dark here. What the heck is going on?
So, Lieber bitches out, and Leo cracks his nuts over his head and leaves.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does that.
Back at the special training, Forze segues up a cliff, and Tachibana activates a giant spike trap. Tachibana says Forze needs to learn to anticipate the unseen and sharpen his senses, and so Meteor's bike attacks next, but Forze jacks it and intends to use it against Tachibana.
I like the line where he says, "Cosmic energy cannon from space." Well, I like the line where Forze says he's going to put it to good use, considering that Meteor never does.
Exactly.
Yeah, really.
And of course, Meteor's just standing over there.
Yeah, exactly. Forze gets blown off the bike, and Tachibana now has the power geyser, and even Kengo is getting confused at this point.
He just forgot the f***ing thing existed. Like everyone else.
And the nugget
That's a thing, huh?
The nugget bits are reacting a little strangely to Tachibana.
Unfortunate euphemism?
Okay.
Yeah, maybe.
Tachibana's really good at operating the power geyser, but Forze uses winch to tie it down. Tachibana ejects, and Forze is left with his last option. Nadeshiko's vibrator. I mean, the super rocket switch.
Well, it is nice to have that firmly in continuity now, at least.
Oh, yeah. In continuity. I was wondering where you were going with that.
Firmly in what?
Rocket States has enough speed to catch Tachibana in the air, and Forze drags him back to the ground. But Kentaro still didn't win, because Tachibana passed the chamber pot to Meteor before Forze caught him. It doesn't matter, though. Kengo is about to put an end to this. He's checked on the nugget bit data, and Tachibana reads with the same cosmic energy as the nugget Virgo destroyed earlier.
Okay, now wait a minute. Now, up to this point, I was cool. Up to this point, I was okay.
You got a little loud there, JD.
I think it's worth it for this episode.
Yeah.
After this point, no. No.
So,
this is the point at which the trains wreck and start spinning down the rails and bodies are flying everywhere. Oh, okay, go ahead. I'm ready.
So Kengo's like, who are you actually anyway? Apparently, somehow, Tachibana is Virgo.
What?
What the hell was that?
Kengo is Virgo. And then there's Libra.
Yeah,
and
really pissed. Really didn't see this coming.
What?
No. It's fun when you get something that was not revealed a month before in a magazine scan.
Yeah.
What?
So, Tachibana transforms into Virgo, but before there can be any question and answer or anything, Virgo senses Libra's approach. But Meteor's kind of pissed and goes Super Saiyan.
Just a little bit.
Libra blocks Meteor's attacks for Virgo, and Meteor launches the Beyblade Limit Break. Libra and Virgo deflect it, and then Virgo sends Meteor to the Dark Nebula, which I also didn't see coming.
Yeah! I was like, what? What? What?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So,
bodies
next week,
flying everywhere, death.
Next week,
feces.
Virgo still wants 4 day 2 learning.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
So despite outing himself as Virgo, Tachibana still wants Forze to become ruthless and learn to fight on his own, and Sagittarius makes an actual appearance.
Yeah. I don't think next week's going to end that well.
Well, last week didn't end well either.
No. We're at that point of a writer series where nothing's going to end well until the last episode, probably.
Probably.
Which makes it a lot more interesting.
Can open worms everywhere.
Yeah. And it looks like Meteor Storm's top was left behind when he got sent to the Dark Nebula, according to the preview. So I'm imagining that's probably going to factor in somehow.
Nah.
Well, besides the fact they make a specific point of pointing it out.
But you know, at least if nothing else, he is, you know, in the Dark Nebula with his girlfriend. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So well, anyone want to take bets on Meteor getting freed next week?
There's probably good chances. Next week, we also have mobile death platform states, which is magnet states with Gatling and launcher.
Good lord.
Nice. That should be fun.
Yeah.
See, that's also known as Forze got pissed states.
He's going to blow the f*** out of everything.
God. But, you know, it's just like, you have this way that, like, the universe is structured.
Tachibana,
Kengo's father, and it's like this the whole thing, and you know, and it's just like you just know that. You just know it. And now I don't know that. And I'm like, oh my god, maybe Kengo's father's really dead, and maybe oh my god. I can't.
Everything you know is wrong.
Everything I know doesn't make sense.
Wait, why can't Tachibana still be Kengo's dad?
Yeah. Because Tachibana is a cross-dresser for Zodiart and also a professor at the school.
Because he's Virgo.
Why can't he also be Kengo's dad on top of those things?
Because Virgo is also Emoto.
Because we know those three guys are different people.
No, we don't. We haven't seen them in the same room.
Well,
Have we seen Kengo's dad?
Yeah.
They gave him an actor about 10 episodes ago.
Oh, okay.
Plus, you know, Kengo's met Emoto, and you would think Kengo would recognize his own dad. Although, if Emoto can alter people's memories as part of his Gyas power...
Jesus Christ!
You know, he could have rewritten Kengo's
and
memory to
was
think
Kengo's
somebody else...
dad really Kengo's dad?
So I mean, it's like, maybe I don't know anything.
Yes, this is definitely an interesting turn.
So what do we have left? Like 8 weeks of Forze?
I think Wizard starts September 2nd?
Let's see here. It starts on September 2nd, yes. So let's see here.
Actually, it can't start on September 2nd. September 2nd is a Tuesday.
It's not.
7th?
No, the 2nd is a Sunday.
I'm looking at my calendar right now. September 2nd is a Tuesday.
I'm looking at my calendar.
What,
the 1st? The 1st is a Saturday. The 2nd is a Sunday.
Well, if it's not the 1st or the 2nd, it can be the 3rd
or the
7th.
Are you sure you have the right month?
Yeah, it says September.
Does it say 2012?
What year?
Yeah, September 2012.
When is your Saturday?
I'll have to look into this later.
Okay, anyway, we should have 1, 2, 3, 4.
What calendar are you looking at?
Aztec.
We have about 8 episodes left.
Well, I can't be looking at the Mayan calendar that ended in May.
Wait a minute. What day is what?
What?
September 2nd. September 1st is a Saturday.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
We've established this. Move on.
I want to make sure.
He's the only one that's wrong.
Does the calendar you're looking at actually give a f*** about the days of the week?
Probably not.
It's just a line of numbers, 1 through 30 on a row.
Well, that is how it works on my phone.
What?
And you just kind of have to intuit what day is the start of the month.
Wait a minute. Is it a Southern Hemisphere calendar?
Yeah, maybe the date's from backwards there.
It's winter right now.
Where's Goblez at? Let's ask him.
Maybe it's different in Japan. I have a friend in Japan that's online. I could ask her.
Yeah, it's winter here right now. The high was 106.
Well, it's Tennessee, so that's how you know it's winter.
Well, you know, the four seasons in Tennessee aren't quite the same as the four seasons anywhere else. We've got
the
summer.
Four seasons in other places are on key.
We've got... No, but in Tennessee we have summer, still summer, Christmas, and almost summer.
Well, we only have three here.
Winter, and summer?
No, summer, winter, and road construction.
Ah. That makes sense, too. Actually, that sounds a bit like Illinois. That's not true. Illinois had beautiful weather. Or at least it did when I lived there. In my mind, Illinois is still as I left it.
Full of crap?
Full of corruption and
Exactly.
With Shockwave in charge.
Those were the days.
You could buy your way out of anything.
Okay, but we have established that Wizard starts the first weekend of September.
Yes.
Okay.
Which is probably
whether or not
September
it's
2nd.
Even if it's a Tuesday.
So yeah, there are no interruptions. There should be eight.
For me, it was Tuesday.
And we might actually end on
I will
audit,
always
so.
Remember it as a Tuesday.
Where's Rain Man? We need that.
You're listening to Superhero Time. Talking about calendars.
God, this is like the kind of discussion you would hear in a nursing home. I swear it was a Tuesday.
Oh, it was a Wednesday.
Take your meds and be quiet.
And you know, it's really like a nursing home conversation because we were just talking about the weather.
Yeah, Thursday might end on an odd episode, which, when you think about it, is really kind of what O's needed.
Among well, O's should have ended back in the third.
Well, O's did end on an odd episode, just the wrong kind of odd.
Yeah. Well, I mean, O's needed a lot more things, but it also needed that extra episode.
And speaking of fours, there's going to be a director's cut for the premiere of the Cosmic States.
Which is weird, but okay, why not?
Hey, more Sakamoto.
I guess.
Can't argue with that.
Well, that storyline was just so complex, it needed to be expanded upon.
What?
Yeah, that.
It needed more explosions.
It'll probably have some extended fights, I imagine.
Exposition.
Exposition.
It'll have more of the cosmic switch exploding in people's hands.
Hands blown off.
Ranger Robinson.
You know, I'm sad that we probably will not get a story arc in Forza where the belt gets passed around.
Not at this rate.
Because, I mean, think about it. They would have done that after Osugi joined. We probably would have had Osugi Forza with suspenders on.
Oh, my God.
Amazing.
Suspender states.
Coming from the driver. Oh, that would be amazing.
Pervert
yeah,
states.
Yeah, suspender states.
I believe one of its other switches would be scotch tape.
God.
Staple.
Okay, well, let's take a break and we'll come back to Power Playback.
You're listening to Superhero Time.
Espere, espere, espere. Ai, 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 ai. Zoldo, o que que há no globo visualizador?
É o futuro que está vendo, Alpha. É o Ranger Branco.
Timmy D's, Rio Grande.
And now back to action with Superhero Time.
Okay, this week on Power Playback, we have Kamen Rider Skyrider.
It's time for Power Playback. Look for Power Playback every Friday on Twitter at Superhero_Time.
Specifically, episode 28, where Skyrider gets beat up for power. Or something. Fort Max
you can tell the episode's going to be good, because in the first seconds of the same theme song, he drives a motorcycle through a concrete wall.
Twice.
That's right.
Then at the end of it, drives it through somebody's window.
Yeah.
This is the last episode that theme song is used.
Aww.
For a half second, I was like, did Michael Bay direct this? Oh, no, there's not enough,
not enough sunsets.
Not enough
or
sunsets.
Thongs.
Well,
it could have just been stronger.
Yeah,
it makes sense. This is the last episode that uses that intro for reasons in the episode, anyway. So,
okay. So, since Fort Max suggested this, he's gonna do the episode summary.
God.
Oh snap!
Been here for hours.
Okay.
Fort Max is completely unprepared for this turn of events.
Army of monsters wearing yellow scarves.
Are those like old monsters or something?
I'm not sure.
They're probably leftover suits.
It was the style at the time. Like wearing an onion on your belt.
But yes, anyway, you have a bunch of monsters are kidnapping people from an apartment complex. Because they need slave labor. So anyway, in the middle of kidnapping people, they're interrupted by Rider 1. Rider 2, and Now, I forgot which the third one was, but...
Amazon?
Amazon. Yes, Amazon. Amazon, yeah.
How can you forget it's like Amazon?
It's like the Seven Samurais of the Kamen Rider world.
Yeah, it basically is.
Well, they are called the Seven Legendary Riders.
Exactly.
If they show up, you know your shit is f***ed.
But anyway, they start beating up on the various army of monsters. But then, the real monster shows up and beats the crap out of them.
Grand Pastrami or something.
Yeah, yes. Okay, so what is this real monster supposed to actually be?
Fast.
Gee, thanks.
He's like a dolphin antelope dinosaur with a crab arm.
Chomp, chomp, chomp.
Yeah. But yes, his special power is being very, very fast.
And a dick.
Which... It kind of makes him look like his superpower is actually being in a Benny Hill skit.
Yeah.
Well, that, yeah.
All we need is music.
Yeah, somebody ripped this and put in that music.
I thought I was watching a Doctor Who episode.
Totally, I'll only leave it up for like 5 minutes, but still do it anyway.
Yeah. That's being generous.
So, yes. They've got the slave. So, yes, they've got a new supply of slave laborers. So meanwhile, back at Neo-Sharkin's headquarters, their great leader, whatever, is like, "You idiots, we don't." And why hasn't the magma flowed yet? Well, it's going kind of slow. this last little bit's always the
it's
hardest.
It's the wrong time of month for the flow.
Yeah,
the great leader. He doesn't have fabulous hair.
If you'll wait a week.
And you idiot, you're just getting just random slave labor guys. Get these engineers who were coming back from drilling for oil in Africa this week.
Isn't that convenient?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
So of course, they go straight to go and find the ones who they decide to go kidnap him right when the kids of one of them's coming back. As of
tragic.
Course, you always have
to traumatize children.
You always have to have kids in danger. Otherwise you're not going to have a show or writer come to save anyone.
Unfortunately, in this case, there was no window for writer one to swing in through and beat up the bad guys.
Right.
Yes, but it's so conveniently then.
So convenient. So instead, they just have to settle with Sky Rider, Rider Man, and
X.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Side note here: does Rider Man ever talk when he's transformed? Because
yes.
All the times I've seen him, you can see his face, but he never does anything.
He did in Megamax.
He did in this because later in the episode he mentions about grabbing his cable.
Yes, and actually, Rider Man, I believe, is one of the I think there was only. I believe the original actor, I think, was Rider Man in everything up through Z Cross. Because I know in a lot of the.
Sounds like you could tell from that costume, anyway.
Yeah. Well, in some of the previous episodes, it depended on the episode whether they had the original actor voicing the character. And, like, and sometimes, like, think some episodes you had stronger's actor voicing stronger and others you didn't. I think Rider Man was always, his original actor was always the one in the suit and voice acting for everything up through Z Cross. And, well, Rider Man's next appearance was after the actor had died.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm. They should just dug him up and used him anyway.
Not like you'd be able to tell.
So, yeah, it's Rider Man. F*** him.
In this whole Sky Rider arc, are they always transformed all the time?
I think usually yes. I think Stronger showed up untransformed once.
Which makes sense because Stronger was the immediately prior series and probably the actor.
Right, however, there
back.
Was quite a few years between these.
Yeah. But, well, it's good to know that tradition does have precedent in old stuff too.
So I like at this point in the show that after the writers save the kids and ignore the dad, they take them to like Mario's Pizza Palace to save them.
Yeah. After they're like, after the dad gets dragged down the hole by the mook.
Dad go down the hole.
So I'll take the kids out the pizza. That'll cheer them up.
And sorry, like as dad. One of the regular kids just cheer up the kid of the week by giving him like a button.
But only the boy. The girl doesn't get one because she's stupid.
Yeah, but God. I mean.
But they both get cheesecake, so it's not all bad.
Yeah. It looks like pretty good cheesecake.
Yeah. Awesome cheesecake.
And of course, being typical show writer, he can't let those kids keep being sad. He has to get their dad back.
Of course.
Never mind. Now, of course, never mind that he doesn't give a crap about what the heck
Shocker's doing.
What the heck Neo Shocker's doing.
That's not really important. The thing that matters here is they made these kids cry.
Yes.
That's right.
So now he's going to go punch them.
That was like Shatara line.
Yeah.
So then you cut to Sky Rider, Stronger, and V3. They're out riding for whatever, and they're after
they
decided that, oh wait, we need some more regular nobody captive slave labor too.
Sure, why not?
Probably from the same apartment block again.
Well, you know, that slave labor job has a pretty high turnover rate.
And with the limited living space in Japan.
I like this shot.
Yeah, I mean, they're really doing a public service here.
Yeah, it's population control.
Well, Japan solved that problem on their own.
At least within another few years.
No,
also
really,
as a side
this
note,
must, that look. Really must be Shocker's grand plan. Get rid of, if there are no kids, what the writers aren't going to bother showing up anyway.
I don't know, that didn't really work out so well in Mega Max, did it?
Well, that was in the past. There were still plenty of kids.
No, Mega Max.
Ah, true.
As a side note, I can't look at V3 anymore without thinking of Giga Beetle's pictures.
I know! Where's his top hat?
Why isn't he more of a jerk?
Why isn't he drinking Pepsi?
No, you're thinking of Warrior Commander.
Doesn't he make all of them drink Pepsi?
Probably. Anyway.
But will he catch on fire if you spray him with Coke?
Yes. Yes, he will.
But yes, anyway. Anyway, you have V3, Stronger, and Sky Rider just riding along on their bikes and, oh, hey, there's Neo Shocker kidnapping a bunch more people for slave labor.
Good thing
I guess
they
we
were
better
in the
stop
area.
Them. And then, but nope, suddenly they're outrun by,
Grand Salami.
Yeah. Yeah, next, yeah, but then suddenly they're outrun by a sub sandwich on foot.
Are we sure this isn't Jetman again?
No, that was ramen.
Exactly.
And then the vending machine the next episode.
Yeah.
And then somewhere around there, guy's busy, not busy fighting because he's busy at a pool with some Playboy bunnies.
Okay, let's get to that acid trip.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Yes, anyway.
That's important.
Oh, there's... Then anyway, they're outrun, and at some point, Sky Rider just goes out and tries catching him on his own, gets his ass handed to him.
Yeah. Gets his ass shanked.
And then suddenly starts spinning, or then suddenly the camera starts spinning around, which that's how you know you're watching an episode of Sky Rider.
Yeah.
That's their trademark? Do they do that a lot?
Yeah, I think they probably figured out a way to rotate the camera and decided that, oh, we have to do it after this absolutely every episode. Kind of like when Doctor Who got access to a phone machine. They had to have every story had to have the doctor getting trapped in a room filling with foam.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So suddenly you have the writer saying that, telling Sky Rider that there's something that they always do whenever they can't beat a monster. They train against someone even tougher until they're strong enough to defeat the monster. Put their life on the line. Special training.
It's time for a special training.
So then he wakes
up for nonsense.
So he wakes up in a quarry.
Of course. Of course,
because while he was unconscious, the writers decided they're going to train him against somebody even tougher, so he can become stronger. What a coincidence!
You, now that you point that out, yeah, that does seem a little incongruous from his hallucination to showing the rest of the writers were already there
That's just what he was seeing before he finally. That's just what he was doing when he was still in a haze from being punched out.
So they were talking to him.
They were talking to him, and that's just what he was seeing. That's just how he was comprehending it at the time.
Fever dream states.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he pretty much agreed to it while he was still kind of loopy, and then they went ahead and decide to explain again just so that he's actually awake now. Okay, let's. We'll punch him in the face.
You're sober, sign this release form so we can kick your ass.
When they designate a driver,
he agrees, signs the contract, and then gets punched in the face by V3.
Well, V3 is a dick.
Yeah, apparently.
And much punching was had.
He gets punched off a cliff.
He gets thrown.
Then he gets thrown off a cliff. Then he gets pushed off another cliff.
Yeah, and that cliff that he's tumbling down does not look comfortable.
No. No, this is, you know, we're kind of spoiled here in the U.S. where they, like, have, like, laws and rules and OSHA stuff where it's like you can't throw an actor down an actual cliff. But, you know, it seems like even in current Japanese series, it's sort of like, yeah, just throw the actor down the cliff, you know?
He'll be fine.
Just throw them onto open concrete and things.
Oh, we got a million more of them. They're easy to replace.
They're not even in costume. We won't put any protective padding on them.
Right. Well,
of course, the thing is that this, of course, was made when they were still primarily using trained stunt actors as the main writers.
It's when they're still primarily trying to kill the actual actors.
I think Die Ranger may have... It was either Die Ranger or Kaku Ranger that was... I think the last Sentai series that used actors that the main cast were actually actors who had trained primarily as stunt actors.
Now, in their defense, you know, rocks and cliff faces and concretes, those are nature shock absorbers.
And their costumes look like pretty big shock absorbers too.
Well, just strongers.
Yeah. In the case of a water landing, Kamen Rider Stronger may be used as an emergency flotation device. So yes, anyway, Sky Rider was getting punched off of cliffs.
And then, for whatever reason, Rider Man decides that, okay, we'll just use the rope arm so he can go down this last cliff. Because it's not as rollable.
I kept waiting for him to like let go of the rope.
Yeah, it's his arm.
I was really expecting him to like.
He has to go and get that cassette arm back from the bottom of the cliff.
He has other arms.
He'll grow back.
It's a cassette arm.
He's got more of them.
Probably has them stashed in his motorcycle.
So down at the bottom of the cliff, who should arrive but V3 on a motorcycle, trying to run his ass the f- over,
and then it's stronger on his motorcycle. Also trying to run his ass over.
Run, bitch, run!
So he starts outrun. So he starts having to outrun the motorcycles.
On foot.
Yes.
V3's like, I'll be faster now. Run, Forrest, run.
Then he goes and trips and falls onto a pile of rocks where Stronger electrocutes him.
Like, this is like the worst scene of hazing ever.
So this is taking him to have
electrocution. Activates his belt, makes him transform. So then he gets Rider kicked
by everybody.
We beat up the regular actor as much as we can. Now it's time to beat up the stunt actor,
including a double Rider kick as well.
Two double Rider kicks.
Two double Rider kicks.
There should have been nothing left of him but atoms.
But he does deflect and stronger and Amazon.
And he deflects the kick from stronger and...
Amazon.
Yeah, from stronger and... The last one, it was X. Not that impressive. Now, if it was a double kick from stronger and V3...
No, it's stronger than Amazon.
Yeah.
So, there's that.
So, yes.
Of course.
So, the ultimate result of all this special to the death training...
is that they find that they put their hands on his and give him a new ugly costume that
show
looks
us where
like
the common writers touch you.
Show us on the figure. That's his Nickelodeon touch. Costume.
Show us on the figure.
Couldn't they have just fed him rare candies or something?
Yeah. And his new costume is,
it's a Skywriter costume.
You know, I was looking it up on one of the wikis, and they described it as a more colorful version. I was like, well, it would have been hard to be less colorful than...
Well, it's, you know, brighter colors.
Yeah.
It's not been rolled around in the dirt 50 times yet.
That costume was brown and dark green to start with.
And that's why Figo Arts picked the new one.
Yeah, because it's actually more interesting looking.
And, yeah.
The Skywriter suit is always going to be hideous, but it can at least be vibrant and hideous.
Give it some plus to it.
Yeah. Wow. Plus, until this, I never knew Skywriter had another costume, so.
Oh.
And it's not like strong where it's a power-up that he activates when needed. It's a complete replacement for ever. It's still the costume that he's used when he's shown up in the Heisei movies.
Well, it's like when Rider 1 and 2 changed their costumes.
They did multiple times, but it was never a thing. It was just
we wore these costumes out. Let's make some new ones.
Right. Yeah.
But regardless, the last ones they've been in is what's basically stuck.
Well, aside from finally going back to the Dark Helmet for
Rider 2. Which is a good thing because it makes him stand out from Hongo.
Because, I mean, they went back to the same colored helmet as Rider 1, starting with RX.
Yes, and that's why in Saban's Masked Rider, Warrior Leader was Rider 1 and 2.
No, Warrior Leader was just Rider 1.
Well, then Rider 2 was nobody because
V3
was Warrior
and
Commander.
Rider 2 wasn't anyone.
He just appeared randomly in the footage they couldn't cut out.
Which is why I would think, for their editing purposes, it's like, well, aren't those two the same guy? You know.
Yeah, but they were standing right next to each other, too. So.
It doesn't matter. Well,
maybe
it's
the shitty video quality.
Yeah.
It's the Bond's Masked Rider. What do you want?
I just want to know what their names, what the, what, how they would have mutilated Sky Rider and Super One's names. Anyway, now that the special training is done, is everyone still here?
Yes.
Yes.
Anyway, now that the special training is done, okay, they're just going to send Skywriter off to the enemy that kicked everyone's asses, and they'll handle the easy guys down in the mine.
Such that seems reasonable.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan. I mean, that's how you finish off a good hazing,
Yeah, because of course, apparently their plan is to drill for magma and let it go and cover up all of Japan or something.
It doesn't
really matter.
I like how in the Big Seven Riders fight, like, they would hit one guy with a finishing attack, and then they throw other ones on top of them, so that one could just explode.
I like how these classic Riders are, like, Silver Age, like, comic book villains, where they just want to do horrible things for no discernible reason.
Amazon shoots the guy's head.
Yeah, they just want to, like, blow things up and destroy Japan for no particular motive other than it's dickerish.
While the seven riders go down into the mines and free the scientists, but apparently they already worked through. Apparently, Neo Shocker's already worked through their latest shipment of slave labor.
Well, you know, they're low class people. They don't matter.
You can only throw so many scientists into a hole before they pile up.
Skywriter goes and starts outrunning the lasagna.
I mean, speaking of Benny Hill skits.
Well, it's not entirely Benny Hill. No one's cross-dressing in this one.
This week.
Well, Skywriter does have a nice pair of breasts.
And they're fake.
Well, that's the point of cross-dressing, isn't it? Okay. Maybe
I was gonna... starts outruns the monster, jumps off the wall, and then starts Mario Brothers style wall jumping multiple times. A little bit of Metroid wall jumping mixed in.
I don't understand what the point of that is. Is it supposed to be confusing? Is it increasing his speed? Or
it's like making that it's making that background noise speed up.
I think you're supposed to pretend he was going higher.
It was like that NES Batman game where you had to like jump between the walls. I was like, oh
that
god,
game was awesome.
But then one of the most painful finishing attacks I've seen.
Yes,
in the
seriously,
crushes his spine.
God, and it was like,
the finishing blow is the monster cuts down this large railroad tire something that was just lying there, chops it, and then it falls over, hits him on the head.
That was before he crushed his spine.
True.
Yeah.
And then Skywriter jumps up very high and then jumps down, landing on a very empty monster suit.
Yeah. The sleeves were open. There was no glove on it.
I mean, it was, like, really bad. It was, like, I guess they thought, oh, it's only going to be a half second.
It was even worse than that time Godzilla was just throwing a empty monster suit.
Yeah, it was worse than that time we did Godzilla. You're right.
Now don't exaggerate. Nothing is worse than the time we did Godzilla.
One episode of Voyager.
Well, there was Armor Hero.
There was a time we did Mystic Knights.
There's always Ghost Sager.
Did we do Mystic Knights?
Yes.
We tried.
But no one had seen any episodes because no one could find any. So we were going off vague memories of however many years ago.
Well, that's what makes good podcasting.
Sounds incredible.
You know, we could try that again if someone would release f***ing Mystic Knights for everyone to watch.
They won't.
Yeah.
So we might podcast about it again.
Don't let them podcast whatever you do.
And then Monster blows up, and the other
sort of
monster...
pitiful because the monster actually got up for a second.
He's holding his back. Like, he's like,
oh.
How is he standing? And then he blows up.
And then meanwhile, back by the mines, the other monsters get thrown in piles to be blown up.
That was awesome. Oh.
And then down in the mines, of course, freeing the scientist, or at least
backwards.
The one with the kids. Because that's the one that they care about.
Right.
Because, f*** all y'all. F*** all y'all. We're just leaving. Oh, you're being held by the same chains as the guy we're cut down here to get. Oh, all right.
Wait, cut through his hand. You might need to cut through his
We can't
so,
cut
yes,
the chains.
We'll just pull the chains off, probably just crushing the guys on the other side of the pole.
I leave them in the cave-in.
No, f*** it. There's more where that came from.
And then, the monster was going to just release the lava by blowing up at the drilling hole. Oh, f*** that. We'll just blow up the entire thing.
That'll obviously make it better.
When in doubt, bigger explosions.
So, yes, they blow up the entire f***ing mine instead of just the bottom of the hole that they drilled.
When in doubt, blow shit up.
Exactly.
And I assume that they got the... And, well, they don't exactly show the kid being reunited... Well, the kid's being reunited with the dad, so we assume that he and everyone else, except for the writers, died in the explosion.
No, they do show the kids with their dad. Not true.
I'd rather assume they died in the explosion. It's more fun that way.
Yeah. And, you know, they probably threw the kids in there just for good measure, too.
Special training.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They threw him off the cliff.
Yeah, the kids didn't do that well against that monster either. So yeah,
they needed special training. They threw him off a cliff.
Electrocuted him, ran him down with a motorcycle.
Except they forgot the chamber pot.
Oh.
I'm going to have to say, go on record saying that Fort Max chose a good episode this time.
Yeah. It was fun.
Well, I mean, look at what we have to compare it to. That episode of Black, what could be worse than that?
Yeah.
Well, you can't go wrong when the description is all the previous Kamen Riders beat up the current one for 10 minutes straight to make him stronger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there was good odds on this one.
Yeah.
All right, so what are we doing next week?
How about that Kabuto episode?
Which one?
Oh, Ultimate Makeup?
Yeah.
Oh, and actually, tomorrow we should have the last of the Dragon Ranger introduction saga subbed.
Well, that'll be
How
nice.
Are we going to cover, like, 5 episodes at once, though?
6 episodes.
Good
God. Well, we could discuss it like maybe we're planning on doing...
Or do it split up into halves or something.
Or do it like, or we're just, I mean, we're not going to be going over fine detail every episode of Akiba Ranger, right? So.
Oh, I hope not. I don't know. I'm just going to set you guys up and press the record button and go away.
Yeah, I still don't know if I'm going to be able to make it, but we'll see.
Yeah, I can already tell you I'm not going to, so.
Ooh.
Well,
Well, like well,
you missed that train. Right, we decided things. Not to cover it on a weekly basis, and now that it's done, I'm done.
Okay, true. Well, in that case, we can just not do it at all.
Hooray.
Aw. I'm sad. I would have done it weekly. Alas.
Instead, we got to cover Samurai Weekly.
Yeah.
Well, okay, look at it this way. Covering Samurai Weekly took about 45 seconds.
Yeah, but it was covering
shit. Which is 50 seconds more than it deserved.
Covering Akiba Ranger would have added, you know, 25, 30
negative
minutes.
5 seconds.
Well, and it was me doing 45 seconds of Samurai.
Exactly.
And keeping it short. Except for that one episode that was really good entirely because of that kid actor.
And we're still talking about Samurai now, so... Let's just pick something for next week and move on.
Well, Mickey, you're the one who said you didn't want to talk about the Kiba Ranger anymore.
All right, then let's just do the Zoo Ranger then.
You know, it's not like I didn't try.
All 6?
You didn't try enough.
I tried plenty.
I tried your mom. It didn't fit.
Well, everybody tries her. And how could she not fit? She's one size fits all.
Well, maybe we had all to get in there at the same time.
Well, that's your interpretation.
What do you think he meant?
So, Zoo Ranger?
Yes.
No, because we got to figure out how we're going to do that many episodes at once.
Well, why don't we just cover it for the next 6 weeks? And, you know, then we don't have to have the conversation. Yeah. We don't have to have the conversation for 6 weeks.
We'd get bored as f*** after 2.
Oh, okay. Well.
And how would that be different from the show normally?
Mm.
Because sometimes there's poop to distract us.
That's a good point.
Good quote.
Yeah, that's one thing Jew Ranger does not have so far, is poop.
Mm. See, just add poop.
Now, there was that really good cat drugs moment in the first, like, 4 minutes of episode 9. That was fun. You should go watch that if you haven't seen it yet.
It has a rat bug.
In a living room.
What? Hmm.
That's episode 9, Mickey.
That wasn't an American creation?
No.
Nope.
Jesus.
No, you didn't notice watching Power Rangers that most of the rat bug footage was, you know, the same grainy, low-quality transfer as most of the fight scenes.
I don't think I've seen any rad bug footage since, like, you know, 1993, so.
Oh.
So we were still having to watch it through bad reception.
Yeah. So there you go.
Standard def. Ugh.
Analog TV signals.
Ugh. Your mom's analog.
And a log.
Well, she may contain a log. She's definitely not the shape of a log.
That's like a redwood.
Well, she's seen a lot of...
That's an intro quote.
She's seen a lot of redwood.
They probably stuck a cedar up there at one point to try to keep down the smell.
I seated her at one point.
Oh, so anyway, next week...
How about Jetman Episode 3? Because I've watched 1 and 2.
Well, that's why we shouldn't do 3. We already did 1 and 2.
Should move a little further ahead if we're going to do Jetman.
How about the one with the ramen monster?
Let's see, what else? There was something I was thinking would be good for power playback coming up.
How about
up,
Hibiki?
But...
Or Blade.
Never want to watch Hibiki.
Five.
Blade's the same... Blade has the same problem as Kuga.
Yeah.
There's not... Well...
That and I haven't seen anything of Blade yet I liked, so...
And Fize, unless you want to watch the beginning, you probably won't understand a f***ing thing.
Even if you watch the beginning, you won't understand it.
It's not like TV Nihon did when they were subbing it.
Oh, damn.
Excellent.
Burned by Fort Max.
Well, granted, it would be kind of hard to, considering that what the Raws were like then.
Yeah.
Sure, way to temper your...
Yeah, backpedal there.
Yeah.
Damn it, Fort Max, you keep...
Look, I don't think anyone could understand what the heck was going on with the quality of the audio on that stuff.
Don't give them excuses.
In that case, yes.
What?
Not supposed to be fair, Fort Max.
Fort Max is the Fox News of this podcast.
God.
Everything he says is wrong.
Oh, man, that is...
That was too far.
I'm sorry.
There's no need for that much vulgarity in this podcast. Damn it.
Oh, damn.
Wow. Okay.
So next week, huh?
Yeah, next...
It's gonna
yeah,
be good.
Next...
Watch something great.
Which
next
is...
Week.
I always feel like I'm no help in this section, because...
Yeah, well, none of us are any help in this section.
Well, apparently. But...
Can I, like, throw a dart at a board and just...
I'm like, less than no.
Yeah, we should try that.
Turn.
You know how for, like...
We should burn.
Rewind, we, like, come up with a list and then pick stuff, you know?
Well, that
makes too much sense.
Yeah.
That would require one of us to give a f***.
Which, obviously, is not the case.
Okay.
I do like
the
idea.
Let's go with something American. Let's choose a Power Rangers season we haven't covered yet.
Ooh.
Is there such a thing?
We haven't really
touched Mystic Force.
Ooh, Mystic
Force. We have not touched...
Operation Overdrive.
We have.
We've done the Operation Overdrive.
Thank God.
I'm for Mystic Force. I've seen some of those episodes, but not all of them.
Have we done Ninja Storm?
Yeah, we did Ninja Storm.
We did the Battleizer episode, I think.
Which is really the only Ninja Storm worth mentioning.
Yes.
Did we do Lightspeed Rescue?
Yes.
Battleizer. Yes. Yep.
Yep.
We did the Battleizer episode where stuff caught
fire. That was during the Battleizer month, if I remember right.
Yeah.
We did
Let's watch the introduction of the Super Train Megazord. That'd be fun.
Flying trains.
Jumping trains over cities.
Mystic Force.
Yeah, they got trains in Mystic Force.
I do, actually.
Okay, yeah, okay. We'll do an episode of Mystic Force where there's a train in it.
Oh, I don't want to do Mystic Force.
We haven't done it yet, though.
We should have.
He is very insistent.
I'm voting Mystic Force as well. I'm for that.
What the hell?
Pick an episode that focuses on Chip.
Does that exist?
How about episodes 8 and 9?
No, not two episodes. Why?
How about just episode 13 then?
What's episode 13?
That's where they meet the genie.
Sure, why not? Let's do it.
All right.
Sounds good. 13. We'll go. Yay!
Okay.
We picked.
That's nice.
Yay! We picked.
Well,
it's okay. I'll get the last laugh because I'll have Fort Max do the summary again next week.
God.
Well, at least it's the last thing. I can just nap.
Fort Max, you're my new trump card. Congratulations. Congratulations, Fort Max. You finally have a purpose on the show.
You are now the flog with which he will whip the rest of us.
Don't you have that?
That's backwards? An interesting mental image.
Isn't that backwards? Shouldn't he be the whip I flog the rest of you with?
I don't know.
Oh, it's all the same crap.
I think it's the same thing. Isn't
flogging the act of whipping someone?
I think a flog is a thing, though. I think a flog can be an object.
I'll have to look that up later.
I think so.
I always thought flog was an
I'm not going to go into detail about why I know that, but...
why not? You go into detail about
all
kinds
of conversation at the beginning of the podcast.
You go into detail about everything else. Why is this different?
You go into detail about everything else. What's stopping you this time?
Exactly. That's what I've been saying.
Just for my own enjoyment.
Oh, okay.
Like cutting it short. Just like leaving
it. That's
how
you know what flogging is? For your own enjoyment, cutting it short?
Right.
Is that a circumcision thing?
Autoerotic asphyxiation?
Well, that'll be our show for this week. You know, that's what killed David Carradine.
Yeah.
Automobiles?
Yes.
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yeah, but with autos, cars.
No. Auto is an auto person? Automatic?
Autobot?
Automatic transmission?
He died choking on Optimus Prime?
Which is, yeah.
Is Megatron going to have to choke a bitch?
No, Megatron can't be Wayne Brady.
Autoerotic asphyxiation is a different thing than evolutionary autofellatio. That's a whole different.
Oh, okay.
Right.
You know,
which
sometimes...
one was the guy in Excess doing?
I think that was the autoerotic asphyxiation.
Okay, that was the devil inside.
Sometime, right. Sometime coming up here, we should do the Car Ranger episode that just came out.
Is it the pizza one?
No, I don't think it's a pizza one yet.
Let's toss some salads.
The latest one is the. First one with Signal Man.
Yeah, so that can't be the pizza.
And actually, the new translator, Co, is the same person who's translating Zoo Ranger.
Yeah, I mean, I read the release notes for that Car Ranger episode, and I really liked Vehicular Genocide. So now I want to watch that and feature it on
There's
the show.
There's an intro quote for you.
It's Car Ranger. Everyone should watch it.
Well, I've
There's
watched
only
the,
so many hours in a day, man.
I've watched Car Ranger versus Mega Ranger, and that was pretty fun. I think it was Car Ranger versus Mega Ranger. Or was it Car Ranger versus O-Ranger?
I think it's Car Ranger versus O-Ranger.
Either way, I've seen something involving someone versus someone
else. If it involved Rangers with car helmets, that was Car Ranger versus O-Ranger. If it involved a magical genie in a clamshell, that was Mega Ranger versus Car Ranger.
Wow.
Absolutely.
The sad part is I can't actually remember which of those two I might have seen.
Such
it's almost like the Sentai have a lot in common. They all kind of blend together.
I guess. You know, we can watch an episode of Lightspeed Rescue where Blue has a mermaid girlfriend.
No.
Because, you know, that's just what you want to watch, an episode of Lightspeed Rescue focused on Blue.
Yeah, and because we already had our fill of mermaid girlfriends last week.
Yeah.
Well, and I think in that episode of Change Man.
No, we didn't. Those mermaid fiancés.
I guess.
Well, and it's just that thing of Lightspeed Rescue anyway, where it's so sad that they went out and got this like world-renowned martial artist to be one of the actors and then never let him do any stunts.
Wah, wah, wah.
And you know he can't act for anything. Yeah.
And they never let him do much acting either.
No, because he couldn't.
They let him do exactly as much as he was able to,
which was usually just stand in the background
and go, "Yeah, okay." So that's our show for this week. What are we watching?
And what
next
a show
time?
It was.
Mystic Force 13.
Okay, we're doing that.
Hooray.
Yeah.
Yay.
Whatever. All right, well, we'll see you next time.
Farewell.
Fare poorly.
Like your house?
Quiet.
Ooh.
You.
Ooh. Man.
Nice.
You've been listening to Superhero Time. Follow us on Twitter at Superhero_Time for weekly power playback and updates about the show. Visit tfradio.net or find us on iTunes for previous episodes and to subscribe to the show. Superhero Time is a TF Radio Network production. Copyright 2012.
I think it was in college. I came up with this theory of evolutionary autofellatio, which is that all of human evolution is based on the fact that most of our species aren't able to lick our own genitals. And so everything that we've created, you know, building up to the internet has been, you know, because we can't do that. So we're trying to find replacements for it, like killing each other or video porn online.
Well, how does that apply to women, though?
Well, the same thing. They can't lick their own genitals either.
Are there some that can't, though?
Well, I mean, so, that's why I said some. Most of the species can't.
I mean, I don't have a lot of experience looking at, you know, women auto-fellating themselves, but is it possible?
Well, no, it's not possible because women can't fellate. They would have to cunnilling, I guess.
Well, I mean, can they auto-cunnilling then?
I don't think so. That would be horribly difficult.
It'd be really flexible.
You're a gymnast.
Very, very difficult. Even a gymnast, could they? I don't know.
Well, it depends on how talented they are.
Well, if it's possible, there's a video of it online. So,
well, I'd assume that y'all would have already seen this video by now. I mean, granted, I don't travel in those circles, so that's
yeah. Yeah, right. As I talk about the horse guy, and you're like right on top of that, I think you already gave yourself away on that. So. Mr. Hands? Yeah, I know that guy.
Superhero Time. 次回もお楽しみに。
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.